Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn is For the Beauty of the Earth.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we now gather before this altar to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you are the way that leads to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the truth that sets us free. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are the living bread come down from heaven. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I could not talk to you as spiritual people, but as fleshly people, as infants in Christ. I fed you milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it. Indeed, you are still not able, even now, for you are still in the flesh. While there is jealousy and rivalry among you, are you not of the flesh and walking according to the manner of man? Whenever someone says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely men? What is Apollos, after all, and what is Paul? Ministers through whom you became believers, just as the Lord assigned each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. Therefore, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who causes the growth. He who plans and he who waters are one, and each will receive wages in proportion to his labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own.
Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own.
Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down. He sees all mankind.
Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own.
From his fixed throne he beholds all who dwell on the earth. He who fashioned the heart of each, he who knows all of their works.
Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own.
Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. For in him our hearts rejoice. In his holy name we trust.
Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, and to proclaim liberty to captives.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I've shared with the people in my parish this week that as we continue on through ordinary time, we are now entering what I like to say is the third phase of our gospel readings. And what that means is, like the first 10 weeks of ordinary time, we get to read and reflect from Mark's gospel. And then the next 10, 11 weeks, we get to read and reflect from Matthew's gospel. And so beginning this past Monday and going all the way up to the beginning of the Advent season, we are going to read and reflect from Luke's gospel. So there's a method to the madness, the way the church has laid out the gospel readings. And so I invite the people, and all of you listening, all of you watching, to go back to Luke's gospel and reread the fourth chapter. Now, if we wouldn't have had the beheading of John the Baptist on Monday, you would have read the beginning of the fourth chapter where Jesus was with the people in the synagogue, and he read from the prophet Isaiah about how he has come into the world to help let the lame leap, the deaf hear, the blind see, to raise the dead. And then he rolled up the scroll and said to the people, "This is now fulfilled in your hearing." And then he went on to preach. And of course, at the end of that passage, they wanted to throw him off the cliff. And then on Tuesday, we heard how Jesus was basically speaking with authority. He was proclaiming the good news. He wasn't speaking like the prophets. He was speaking with authority. Today, we get to read and reflect on how Jesus is healing, preaching and teaching, but also, too, healing. So this whole week, we get like an orientation of who Jesus is. And it's good that we read this over and over again, because I think we can become lazy in our faith and lazy in our relationship with Jesus. And we say, "Oh, I know how it all goes." But yet, That's why it's good to sit down with the scriptures and not just read them with our eyes, but let the words soak deep into our hearts and transform our lives. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to keep you all in suspense because you got to stay tuned and find out what happens tomorrow. But it's interesting today as we come to the conclusion of the fourth chapter. Like I said at the beginning, they wanted to throw him out of town. Today, they want to keep him in town because of all the miracles he's been performing. But yet Jesus says, no, I have to go out to the whole world. So we learn a lot about our Lord in just this one simple chapter. And that's beautiful because every time we keep reading and reflecting, we discover all new things about our Lord. And we grow deeper in our relationship with our Lord. So there's a lot to rejoice about as we journey through this season of ordinary time. It's not ordinary because it's boring. It's actually extraordinary because it's exciting. It helps us grow in our faith. And so that's my invitation for you all today. Sit down with your Bibles. Dust them off if you have to. But just open it up to Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, and start reading. Let those words sink deep into your heart. Renew your love for the Lord. Renew your relationship with the Lord. Let your lives be transformed and then be like Jesus. Go out into the world and proclaim the good news by your words and by your actions. And I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For Pope Francis, and for blessings on his leadership of the Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church and for all people, that we may be faithful stewards of God's creation, caring for our earth and for each other, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they may be blessed with wisdom and courage to uphold the dignity of human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our young people as they begin a new school year, that they all may have safe and nurturing environments where they can learn, be challenged, and grow, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Patrick Madrid, who celebrates his 10th anniversary tomorrow, in thanksgiving for his service to Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the attentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. May this sacred offering, O Lord, confer on us always the blessing of salvation, that what it celebrates in mystery, it may accomplish in power. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him, with great goodness, you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Receiving the body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy, be for me protection of mind and body and a healing remedy.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you.
Thank you. by this bread from the heavenly table, we beseech you, Lord, that being the food of charity, it may confirm our hearts and stir us to serve you and our neighbor through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. And I'm also going to do an extra little plug in. Please keep me in your prayers, because next week I head off on pilgrimage with 35 others to Germany and Austria to see the Passion Play in Oberammergau. So please pray that our planes are on time, that everybody stays healthy, and that we all have a safe time. And then please, as I say Mass over there at various churches, I will keep all of you in my prayers as well. But don't expect a postcard. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And let us go forth praising God by singing For the Beauty of the Earth. For the beauty of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light, Lord of all, to you we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild, Lord of all, to thee we praise this our hymn of grateful praise.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.